This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is 11 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.79, down 3/4. December corn, $4.66 1/4, down 6 1/4. March corn, $4.78 1/2, down 6 1/4. Soybeans, reflecting the results of the USDA crop report that came out yesterday. For September soybeans, $14.42, up 36 3/4. November soybeans, $13.96, up 37 3/4. January soybeans, $13.93 1/2, up 35 1/2. September wheat was $6.41 3/4, up 6 3/4. December wheat, $6.53, up 5. March wheat, $6.64 1/4, up 5 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Thursday afternoon's U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower late Thursday afternoon. A slight chance of rain in the extended weather forecast was enough to push grain futures lower. Some traders were also evening positions ahead of the Labor Day holiday. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 5 to 10 cents lower at 580 to 620. Soybeans were unchanged to 9 cents lower at 1455 to 1466. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn lower at 574 up to 623. Soybeans are down 3 to 7 cents at 1488 to 1504. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 12 to 23 cents lower at 562 to 607. Soybean bids closed mixed at 1445 to 1476. Wheat was mixed at 606 to 630. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were down 4 cents at 1508 to 1529. Basis levels were unchanged at 140 to 160 over the November. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was quoted at 515.40 to 522.40 per ton, with the basis levels unchanged to up 5 at 48 to 55 over the September. Illinois corn processor cash bids were down 7 to 17 cents at 597 to 607, with the basis levels 5 to 10 cents lower at $1 to 110 over the September. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 8 to 17 cents lower at 582 to 621. Basis levels were 1 to 10 cents under at 85 to 124 over the September. Soybean bids closed 10 to 20 cents higher at 1468 to 1485, with the basis 14 to 24 higher at $1 to 116 over November. Wheat prices are down 5 cents at 606 to 615, with basis levels unchanged at 26 to 35 under the September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevator corn bids were lower at 577 to $6. These elevators placed their soybean bids mixed at 1447 to 1520. Soft wheat's up 2 cents at 635 to 636. Milo ended 19 cents lower at 505 to 506. Contract bids to producers for new crop in northern and western Illinois fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 450 to 467. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1331 to 1349. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 455 to 468. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1343 up to 1360. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 455 to 467. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1347 to 1368. This is John Ray reporting.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $124.82, down 22 cents. December live cattle, $128.62, up 5 cents. February live cattle, $130.72, up 7 cents. September feeder cattle were 157.02, up 65 cents. October feeder cattle, 158.60, up 37 cents. November feeder cattle, 159.55, up 67 cents. October lean hogs were 90.20, down 10 cents. December lean hogs, 87.27, up 2 cents. February lean hogs, 88.25, no change. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Thursday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.45 lower in the range of $75.50 to $89.01, with a weighted average carcass price of $86.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading mostly steady with light demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 55 to 60. 4 to 5 weight at 56 to 63 and 500 to 550 at 61 to 65 and over 550 at 62 to 66. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower with light demand for moderate offerings ranging from 58 to 61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,239. The opening report for Walnut Livestock Auction estimated receipts were 259. Slaughter steers and heifers and slaughter Holstein steers are all trading steady. Trade was active and demand was good. Slaughter steers choice 122.25 to 126. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 107 to 113.75. And slaughter heifers choice 122.25 to 124.50. Skyler Livestock Auction at Rushville for Wednesday, August 28. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers sold unevenly steady. Feeder cattle were 10 to 15 higher. Receipts were 619. Slaughter steers, choice, 120 to 126. Slaughter heifers, choice, 120 to 124. Feeder steers, medium and large, two weight, 194 to 205. Three weight at 194 to 224. 4 weight at 174 to 202 and 5 weight at 161.50 to 179. 6 weight at 152.25 to 167 and 7 weight at 137.50 to 147. Feeder steers large, 8 weight at 155 and some 9 weight at 140.25. Feeder heifers medium and large, 2 weight at 164 to 177, 3 weight at 168.50 to 176.50. 4 weight at 160.25 to 172.50 and 5 weight at 148 to 169. Some 6 weight at 136 to 145. And feeder heifers large, 8 weight at 123 to 136.50. Feeder bulls medium and large, 4 weight at 165 to 173 and some 6 weight at 138 to 144. Medium bulls medium and large, 6 weight at 136. The Greenville Livestock Auction Report for Wednesday, August 28, had receipts of 348. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady in a light test. Slaughter steers choice, 121 to 125. Slaughter steers select and choice, 113.50 to 117.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice, 113.50 to 116.50, and slaughter Holstein steers select and choice 103 to 110. Slaughter Holstein steers select at 90.50 to 100. Slaughter heifers choice 122 to 123.50. Slaughter heifers select and choice at 115 to 120.50. Slaughter heifers select 106 to 110. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 94.50. Boners average dressing at 80. Leans average dressing at 70 to 80 and high dressing at 84.50. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 90 to 95, high dressing at 104.50 to 108.50 and low dressing at 70 to 85. Feeder heifers medium and large, 4 weight at 140 to 151. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Saddle Carter, the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 124 to 126. On a dress basis at 194. Heifers on a live basis traded at 126 and on a dress basis at 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 344 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 97.03, which was 36 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 195.71, which is 57 cents lower, with select carcasses at 183.20, which was 120 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 123,000 compared to 123,000 for last week and 123,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000 compared to 427,000 last week and 429,000 1 year ago. Report from Reel's weekly hay auction at Congerville for Wednesday, August 28th. Receipts were 407 bales. Alfalfa small squares, premium quality at 4 to 5 1/4. Good quality at 4. Large rounds, 5x6, good quality at 40 per bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality. Large rounds, 4x5 at 45 per bale. Mixed grass, good quality, small squares at 250 per bale. Large round, 4x5 at 25 to 35. And large rounds, 5x6 at 32.50 to 35. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield is $4.81. September corn delivered to Scottville is $4.81. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville are $14.28. And September wheat delivered to Scottville is $5.97. Again, that's corn at Greenfield is $4.81, corn at Scottville is $4.81, and beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.28, and wheat at Scottville is $5.97. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 6:23 on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 70s and light northeast winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid to the upper 40s. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Sunday. Low temperatures in the upper 50s, highs in the low 80s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 1/10 of an inch of rain, and 1/10 of an inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, mostly clear skies, 53 degrees. And it's time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. The USDA September crop report was released yesterday. As expected, the forecast for soybean yield was lowered because of the dry weather. It was lowered from 42.6 to 41.2 bushels per acre. Total soybean production is now at 3.149 billion bushels, a 3% drop from the August report. The largest drop for soybean production was seen in Iowa, where it dropped from 46 bushels per acre to 43 bushels per acre. On the other hand, corn yield and production was increased to 155.3 bushels per acre and 13.84 billion bushels. If realized, this will be a record crop. On a state basis, Illinois' expected bushels per acre for corn stayed at 165 or 1.96 million bushels, up from last year's 1.38 million bushels. Speaking at Bicameral Task Force on Climate Change Forum Thursday, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson called for programs that incentivize more sustainable agricultural practices that reduce emissions rather than penalizing farmers through direct regulation. Johnson notes the U.S. agricultural sector is responsible for 6.1% of total U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, according to USDA, yet sequesters enough carbon to offset about 13% of the nation's emissions. He says on-farm energy production has the potential to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and create an additional revenue stream for farmers and ranchers. According to Johnson, government policies like the Renewable Fuel Standard and Farm Bill energy programs must be in place to encourage on-farm energy production. As the EPA starts becoming more strict on nitrogen management, more farmers are turning to cover crops as a way to hold on to nitrogen in their soil. Bill Brink of the M&M Service Company gave some tips on what crops to look into and what ones to avoid for cover crop planting.
I think there is quite a bit of interest in cover crops now, especially, you know, those fields where there's been preventive planting. You know, there's some open fields now, and I understand that a lot of farmers are interested in doing that. A number of different cover crops, you know, cereal rye is a good one to use because, you know, it grows almost anywhere. It's easy to control if the weather will allow you to do that next spring. Now, I remember when I was at the Brownstown Research Center back in the mid-80s, we were working with cover crops as well, and you know, we were using a cereal rye at that time. We had several wet springs then, and it was kind of difficult to control. So management is a real key. A number of different things, you know, a lot of farmers are interested in the tillage radish. You know, helps, you know, reduce soil compaction. And all of these, the idea behind these cover crops is to sequester the unused nitrogen. And I heard a discussion several weeks ago at the University of Illinois Field Day talking about this. And they're considering different things, you know, as more acres are being tiled, more water is getting into our, you know, waterways and streams. And this is going to become a bigger issue. And it seems like they always keep coming back to the use of cover crops as an effective way to sequester some of this lost nitrogen. So I think we're going to be hearing more and more about that. And there's a lot of different crops that are being considered. The only one I, you know, would not really recommend is perennial ryegrass. Perennial ryegrass could be very, very difficult to control. I know some producers that have tried it, and they've had a very difficult time trying to control it. But you know, annual ryegrass is okay. Cereal rye is okay. These tillage radishes, some of these clovers are being used as well. So there's a lot of different choices out there. And again, talk to your M&M crop specialist for his recommendation regarding cover crops.
Once again, that was Bill Brink of the M&M Service Company. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.